What? What's up, guys? This is episode 41 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, and I hit record a little bit sooner than the kids were expecting because I just wanted to capture a little bit of them having an interaction.
We need to do a retake. That can't
we can't
be
retake?
On.
No!
Just delete the file.
We don't edit. We don't edit. But this is our Christmas special.
NTN.
No, we had to re-record because it like sounded like not good because no one spoke near the microphone.
Like this.
All right. So we all sound goofy and sick because we all are getting over colds.
Except
or
for me.
Starting colds. Well, it all started. You were patient zero, I think. But yeah, we've all got colds. And so with that, Merry Christmas.
That's all you're getting.
Shout out to Auntie Rose.
Auntie Rose?
Auntie Rose? We don't call her that?
No.
No, we call her D.
You can call her
Oh, y'all know her as D from the D and E episode.
D-D-D-N-E.
You can call her whatever you want, Jerry.
Okay. So, anyway, this is a candid little podcast of actual family members talking to each other, asking each other candid questions. You still hate that word? I like that word, candid. I'll tell you what the can did, too.
You're watching TV, you're not paying attention.
Oh, busted.
Well, I heard him say candid, so obviously I'm paying attention.
Yeah,
well,
that's
I'll
true.
Pause it.
Good
we'll,
point.
We'll start it.
Yeah. Okay. And this boy here's texting somebody.
Turn that off. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So for those who are new to the podcast, we're going to ask each other a candid question, give our candid responses. Emma is going to seek counseling afterwards on her dislike of the word candid and all that good stuff. All right. So how have we all been?
I'm good.
Yeah. You just finished the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really tired.
I think you were the coolest rat princess ever.
Thanks.
Yeah.
She got shot.
With a cannon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so cute.
And you live to tell the tale.
I have a picture you can post it of her jumping up in midair right before the cannon.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Right before the cannon shoots her.
Not often you get to say, oh, I got to see my little girl get shot with a cannon.
Six times.
Six times. Six performances. Really cool. That was Jacob giving us his cough comment.
Well, more than six times because at rehearsal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. Are you looking forward to next season? Heck yeah. Season. Is mommy looking forward to next season?
I think I need a rest for 2 weeks.
What you have?
Because next season starts in 3 weeks.
February.
Oh, that's right. Wizard of Oz in the spring.
I'm most likely going to be a Winky Guard.
Winky Guard. Is that the OEO?
Yeah.
OEO. Yeah. We'll practice that.
She'll be wearing the stinking soldier costumes again.
Wait, you really? Wear the soldier costume?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, don't they wear, like, gray trench coats?
Yes.
Kill me now.
Well, we have to make all new costumes. And so that's kind of hard to make for every single
part
role. Yeah, so they're reusing.
Huh. Kill me now.
I like the monkey costumes that they showed.
Those were cool.
That little one's that
cute.
Bad.
Yeah, but Emma won't be a monkey. She's too old to be a monkey.
Aw.
Darn it.
JC will be a monkey, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Emma made a new little friend.
Oh, that's right.
You have a picture.
You were like a role model to somebody during the Nutcracker.
A role model.
Emmy even gave her a pair of her old point shoes because the older dancers do that for the younger dancers as kind of inspiration or encouragement. And she really, I think her mom says she's still wearing the point shoes. Like,
but she's not dancing them.
Yeah, she sits in them and watches TV.
And she gave me a scarf and leg warmers that I really, really love and I want to wear them all the time. But I'm not wearing them right now, but I wore them to warm up. Yeah.
Cool. Yesterday.
And today. I wore the scarf.
Oh, you did.
We were trying to talk Jacob into auditioning for the Nutcracker himself, but he didn't go for it.
He doesn't even know what first position looks like.
He could learn. You learned. I learned.
Jacob's a fast learner.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay. Go ahead, Emma. Ask your question.
What's your question?
Who is it to?
Everybody.
Okay.
What are you looking forward the most to getting this Christmas?
To getting?
I was going to say that.
I think that's why she wanted to go first.
Yes.
Well played, little girl.
I am looking forward to getting rest.
Oh, yes. Well deserved, too.
That's why, like, when you asked if I want to go to your work tomorrow, I do want to go, but I don't want to say yes, we'll be there for lunch because On my first day of rest, I do not want to get up and take a shower and get the kids ready and fight with them and get out of the house.
Fight with them.
Yeah.
More like you fight with them.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to getting rest. And I don't know what I'm going to get, so that's kind of a hard question to answer.
Oh, for Christmas.
I think I'm going to be getting some Mickey Mouse pajamas.
Or you already got them, maybe. That was cool because, like, well, no one knows. But I bought Christmas pajamas for Olivia. They were Mickey Mouse, Mickey and Minnie kissing on the front. And they were wrapped, all that good stuff. And then the other day, Liv told me that she was at a store picking out pajamas for work because they had a pajama day. And I was like, hey, why don't you just come on home and, yeah. And so eventually I had to kind of spill the beans that I got her some cool pajamas she could wear. So
you could have just let me buy new pajamas and then I'd have two sets of pajamas.
I know, but I wanted to be like the coolest Mickey Minnie wearing pajama person at work.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
This is so random. At the time of recording, which is probably, you're going to hear this in like 2 minutes, but it's 4 days away until Christmas. I cannot believe that.
Me either.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it's still January.
I still have to buy Emma's big present.
Oh.
And I kind of don't know what Emma's big present's going to be, but...
Laptop.
Too expensive.
I told Emma not to have her heart broken if she doesn't get a laptop or a camera, since we have to get presents for everybody else. That's more of a birthday present. So I've already...
I hope that I get a gingerbread house kit from Clara, my elf on the shelf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Mommy said that I could tell Clara, maybe she'll get me one.
Jacob, what are you most looking forward to maybe getting?
Oh, I was going to say getting better than being sick, but...
I know, poor Jakey never gets sick. Except for every Christmas vacation, Jacob gets sick.
I know.
And it's at the beginning.
You know how to party, man. What are you doing for vacation? I'm getting sick. Oh, that's so cool. No, that I'm literally going to get sick.
That happened during the summer. I got staph infection and lice pretty much in the same week.
Remember we used to think my dad was a bad omen to come visit because the first time he came, he had appendicitis live.
Yeah.
And then like the next time her appendix swelled up and almost ruptured and she had to get surgery. And then the next time he came around, you were sick again.
I was sick again.
And like we were just like associating, okay, Grandpa Bruce comes to visit, Liv's getting sick badly and needs surgery or something. So we broke that curse a long time ago, but
it wasn't a curse.
It wasn't a curse.
So what else are you looking forward to getting?
I don't know.
World peace, goodwill.
No, come on. What's one thing that you really hope you get?
A blanket. I want a soft blanket.
Oh, my baby. All he wants is a blanket. Oh. I'll return everything else.
No.
Yeah.
Just kidding. What about you, Jerry?
Me?
Me?
Yeah. It's just a knee-jerk reaction.
Mom is on the phone with only Daddy, and she says, what are you doing today? He goes, who, me?
Yeah, I know. I did that the other day. You called the office.
You do it all the time.
I noticed it the other day, though. Let's see. What would I want? The biggest thing I want is... something we already talked about and we know we're going to purchase it later on. And that is a voice recorder, a Roland R-05, like the big guys like Cliff Ravenscraft and Pat Flynn and those guys. And it'd just be really neat to start recording our podcast off of those.
That's not even a Christmas present.
I know. That's more of a upgrade.
That's just something you're going to get.
I'm so practical, though. Like, I want, like, tech tools that we'd use or, new roof, like.
What's something that
the microphone is all we hear him talk about.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the many things. So, there's some books on my reading list. I'd like my own copy of The Macho Paradox or Guyland because I keep quoting them. I read parts of Guyland and I want to read the rest of it. So I want my own copy of it. I want a laptop.
That is more of a birthday present, Jerry, because we have to buy presents for everybody else.
I'd love a down payment to Walt Disney World. A lot of neat things like that. I think for me, I feel really grateful this year. Oreo, what would you like?
He wants new toys.
New toys?
A new corn. We lost his corn.
Bacon flip. Where is that corn?
What if it's under the TV stand?
It could be.
Yeah, I used to hide it there all the time. Like, tuck it away, tear up the other toys, and then somehow get us to find that one again.
I need to buy him some toys.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get Eartha some cat grass.
Cat grass?
Oh, listening. Nobody tell Eartha. Where is she?
She's eating the tree.
She was earlier. I had to yell at her.
I know. She's always the smarter pet until we put the Christmas trees out, and then she wants to eat the Christmas trees.
Oh, darn. Eartha's right there. She heard us.
So who's got the next question?
Me.
Okay.
I'm sick.
I know.
That's not a question. I'm sick.
I'm tired.
That's not a question.
Her question is, I'm sick?
I'm sick? Yes, you are.
Am I sick?
Okay. Sorry, my turn.
Emma, what was your favorite part about the Nutcracker this year?
Dying.
Is this just to Emma?
No, everybody. What was your favorite part about the Nutcracker?
Oh.
Probably dying and hearing Mommy talk about me dying because she loved it so much.
Even though I wasn't excited about you being a rat princess, you were the cutest dying rat princess.
Ever.
I'm glad you got to die.
That was the first time they did it.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, they usually do.
With a mouse.
A mouse that dies. So adorable. Jerry, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part...
Oh, wait. Emma didn't answer.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She said dying.
Yeah, dying. Dying was her favorite part.
Well, hearing you talk about me dying.
Oh.
It was nostalgic for me to watch the party scene. And, you know, all the parts that Emma has played. So, the party scene...
Danced.
Ooh, sorry. Well, Jerry. You perform as well. It's a part. Then you're performing, acting.
It's pretty much a play.
Shut, Jacob, stop it. You don't even know.
That is my biggest pet peeve whenever people call it a play.
I know. She
it pretty much is.
Jacob, shut up. Kia called it a play the other day, and Emma, her eyes, like, jumped out of her head.
It's like when I was a realtor, and everybody would say realtor.
Yeah.
Realtor. Cringing. It's not spelled realtor. It's realtor.
At school?
I always wanted to put that into my... client introduction.
At school, I was like, I have a rehearsal today for the Nutcracker. And then my friend goes, oh, you're in that play? I basically, like, wanted to punch her.
Okay, so
no punch.
Okay, the roles that Emma has danced.
Yeah, so, like, there was the girl in the purple dress that Emma had. I was like, oh, Emma wore that. That girl's little. Emma used to be that little.
That was a really like, that would go through my head. Party girl.
And there was. Yeah.
She was tiny.
And then... you know, the angels, when they came out, and I was like, that was Emma's first role. And, like, they're tiny. Emma used to be so tiny.
And now, like, some really good church friends, her daughter's an angel this year. Or was an angel.
When the mice came out, I was like, oh, my baby girl, she's a rat princess now. And, you know, she was a mouse a couple years back. And soldiers I didn't really pay attention to, but... because you weren't a soldier this year, and I was watching the Rat Princesses. So for me, it was like the whole thing, but all the parts that Emma had played, and I was just going down memory lane to that point. I was thinking, oh, man, just imagine, like, a couple years from now, like, when she's played multiple roles, like, the whole thing will just be memory lane for Liv and I.
They're just going to keep her in the battle scene.
Yeah. You'll be the Rat Queen, the Nutcracker.
I know.
The general of the soldiers. They'll make up roles just to put you in the battle scene every time.
I'll be Drosselmeyer.
Drosselmeyer.
Too much.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was... High five, girl.
Jacob, what was your favorite part about the Nutcracker this year?
It ending.
Oh, babe, stop. I asked you if you wanted to go and you said yes. Did you like the Russian dance? That one got the loudest cheers.
I like that.
She was good. Alex? Yeah.
Shout out to Alex Morgan.
I was really impressed by Derek Turner, though. Like, he actually danced like a Russian guy. For being a black guy. I was like, wow, he's really pulling off the Russian, like, style and everything.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
He's so animated. I love him.
Did you notice at the beginning of the show, whenever, like, they're passing in front of the house or whatever, and the little girl, she tried to peek in the window, but her...
she was too short?
Yeah, she was too short. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I noticed it from upstairs.
That party girl dress that she was wearing, they haven't used in years and years because they haven't had a party girl that tiny. Yeah.
Aww. The maroon one.
Yeah.
Little. Gosh.
She was very cute.
There's a little applesauce stuck in here and I want to get it.
So, Liv, what was your favorite part in the Nutcracker?
My favorite part? Watching Emma die. It was so cute.
Just like Emma.
I like the way she kind of got center stage with the Rat King and the Rat Queen, because the Rat King would push her out to the cannon, and then the Rat Queen would pull her back, and then he'd push her out again, and then she would stay there, and her little knees would go tick, 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 tick,
yeah.
And then she would always jump prematurely because she was scared.
It's a loud cannon. Boom.
No. I know, she was pretty close, you know, looking at it face to face.
Yeah.
It was scarier. I mean, I'm not so scared of the noise. It's just like, the cannon looks so real.
You can see the flash.
Yeah, that time you could see like a flash. And I tried to die on time just for them because they were watching, my family. And so I tried to keep my eyes open to see when the...
Oh, you usually close them?
To see when the cannon shot, because the girl totally doesn't throw it. To see when the cannon shot. And, yeah, I saw the flash, and it scared me. Because I always close my eyes and die early.
I know. Like, Emma's already on the floor, and the cannon's just flying across to where Emma is. Jacob, your question?
Did you find a replacement one? Oh, okay.
Okay, Jerry, your question?
All right. Let's see. So, 2014's coming to a close. You know, we're actually, it's the Christmas episode, so I do want this to be a Christmas-related episode. What is your favorite Christmas movie, and what do you love about that movie?
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story? Why?
I think it's funny.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Ralphie on the double.
Jacob on the double.
I know. That's like our daily life with you. We're halfway through breakfast. Jacob on the double. We're already eating. What about you?
A Christmas Story.
Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Emma?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
The Titanic is a Christmas movie because it's snowing and it's icy. It's
the Arctic Ocean.
You're so dumb. That happened in April.
Oreo wants to chime in. What's your favorite movie, Oreo?
The one where I get to go outside.
Oh. No, we did that last time, and you just barked at all the dogs out there, and we had to pause and get you back in.
I like it because I watched it when I was little, and now that we can watch it with our kitties.
Yeah.
I'm a kitty?
Yes.
Yay.
And Home Alone. I can watch Home Alone. Mm-hmm. I can only watch Christmas Story during Christmas season, but I can watch Home Alone all year round. Yes. Yeah. If it comes on, I'm like, ooh, Home Alone! And Jerry's like, oh, shoot.
Great. It's on again.
I like the second one when they're in New York.
You do? We should watch it.
Why? We don't have it.
Oh, that was my question that brought it up.
Oh, we do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Emmy?
Emma?
Polar Express!
Yay, a different movie.
Or yeah, that's why I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we used to have it on DVD, but some genius got it out of the case and scraped it all over the fireplace one year.
That was not me.
Why did you do
that? I don't know that.
Jacob.
Or, I don't know why I did that.
Like, I want to scratch this up.
Maybe a DJ.
Maybe I was pretending it was
scratching records.
Maybe.
DJ Jacob.
Maybe I was thinking it was like a skateboard or something. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I was
some genius.
So mad.
I was so mad. Actually, I think we rebought it.
I think so.
What?
The Polar Express.
That or it's on Netflix.
No.
No?
No.
We.
Oh, okay.
That or it's paused on our TV.
Yeah, it could be that too.
You?
Mine? Gosh. I would say one of my least favorites. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Home Alone just because... I'm sorry. It's because I get mad at the parents. I'm like, how could you side with the jerk uncle? Like,
it's a movie.
If somebody called my kid a jerk, I'd be like, dude, I love you, but you're going home.
It's a movie.
No refund on your ticket.
I will
out the door. You're not calling my kid a jerk.
Sleep outside tonight if you don't stop with that right now. Stop it.
But I love.
Stop.
I love the little humor bits in there, like when what's his name, Buzz, is describing all the reasons why, listing the reasons why he's not. Mad or
sad.
He's like, one, blah, 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 blah. B, blah, 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 blah. And C, or
no, you know,
D.
It's
he says A.
One, A, two, D.
A, yeah. Two, and D. Okay. Yeah. And it's like, what?
I wonder, mommy was saying the other day that she wonders if he did, like, it was in the script or he just accidentally did that and they just thought to leave it in.
I don't know. I think with that director, that was a common thing. In the script, just like the wiener conversation in Adventures in Babysitting.
What?
You slip me the cash. Never mind.
But I don't have cash. Then I don't have a wiener.
Love that part. Because it's so wrong. You're like, dude, this thing.
He's going to die on
that. Sounds pretty jerky.
Wow. Yummy,
so
guys.
So what's your favorite movie?
Favorite Christmas movie. Gosh. It's a hard one for me to get through, but I do like parts of...
Toy Story.
Polar Express.
Why is it hard for you to get through?
Because it's kind of long. It kind of drags on a little bit, but I love the music in it. The jingle, the You Gotta Believe, the ticket.
I have that ornament.
Right, you know, the helping of the kid that, you know, like he's straggling to get on the train and they help him get on the train.
Shake it, Emma. Did you find it?
Yeah, it's right here.
No, the bell.
Oh.
Are you over at the tree?
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay. So I would probably side with Emma and say the Polar Express just because of the music, the magic.
Me and Jacob are Team Christmas Story.
Team Christmas Story. And Emma and I are Team Polar Express.
Yeah.
The more musical of them. I love both movies.
Christmas Story has music in the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Here it is.
Shake it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that in the movie, though.
Ew, Oreo, stop.
What did he do?
He jumped over my foot and his thing rubbed on it.
Ew.
I know.
Ew, I'm not touching your foot.
And that's been recorded for our podcast listeners.
Okay, Jacob.
All right, Jacob. Your question.
Mine is the same.
Jeez,
as
Jerry. Ooh, he can't talk for the rest of the podcast. Nobody say his name. Go, Jacob.
Yeah. mine is the same question as Emma. What do you?
Well, think of another one.
Yeah, you have to think of another one.
Think of another one.
I'll help you.
What's your favorite color? Magenta.
What's your favorite color,
Emma,
Dad?
No, Jacob. Ask Daddy how it feels like to not be able to talk on his own podcast.
That's my question.
Jerry? Jerry?
Jerry!
Aww.
Yes. Does it work as a family like Beetlejuice?
Oh, you're already talking.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Good.
Yeah! Yeah, Jinx!
What is...
Hey, he's asking questions.
What was it like not to talk on my own podcast?
No.
Torture.
No.
Because I love to talk.
My gosh. What do y'all like to do around Christmas time?
What do we like doing around Christmas time?
I like making pretzels with the candy.
Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses and M&Ms on top of them. But we can't do it tonight because apparently it's late. But it's only 10:13.
Emmy, I'm tired. I've been driving you all around the city.
Hey.
Because I love it.
As long as you're willing to admit that.
Wait, what time?
How long
23.
We need to wrap it up. I think people don't like to listen to long ones.
Really?
Wrap it up.
Well, they never say anything. They just keep listening to them.
I think you're the 8 million people that have listened.
I am not. I don't listen to it enough to pad the stats that much.
Anyway, okay. I just want to hang out. Sometimes I feel bad that we don't do a lot during the holidays, but I feel like we do so much during regular time that I just want to take it easy during our 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I think that's a good, valid thing to want. For me, I mean, my favorite thing is just chilling out at home. I wish we had a front window so we could look out the window while I sip coffee and wait for it to snow in Corpus Christi, Texas.
I have a front window.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
But it kind of scares me because that would be like the first place a robber would think to go.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, now we just have to put punji sticks out in front of your window.
Well, we have the bushes and that screen.
Yeah.
That indestructible screen is...
It isn't indestructible.
It's pretty hard to tear.
What if there's a fire?
Then I'll tear it.
You hit the frames or whatever.
We'll get you out.
Yeah, we'll get you out.
You're a precious...
You might come out last, but we'll get you out. I'm just kidding, little girl.
All right.
My first response would to get my point shoe and start beating it. Oh. I don't know.
Aw, dead point shoes. How poetic that your point shoes lasted until the last weekend.
I know. That is so cool.
And now they're dead. How'd it feel to dance in it today?
It's pretty bad.
What was it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do during the holidays or breaks, Emma?
During the break? Uh-huh. Oh. Well, technically, our break hasn't started yet, so I can't say Nutcracker. Because this is basically just a weekend. So, break hasn't started yet.
Yeah, it has.
It started on Friday. Friday.
Jinx. Actually, it says the holidays are from the... Ooh, hey, Jerry can't... Oh, he just said his name once. Shoot. Daddy can't talk again. Daddy doesn't count. I'm supposed to say J-E-R-R-Y.
No. That was spelling it.
No. Okay, what's your favorite thing to do on the break? Jerry.
Hey. That was the third one.
I know.
I already answered that, didn't I? Like, oh, I love that just staying at home, chilling out. I wish that it's colder here during this time.
Me too.
So we could just like put a fire in the fireplace and I'd warm up coffee and
hot cocoa.
Oh, I love making hot cocoa for the kids, even though they don't drink all of it.
I do.
I do now that I know like how long to do the temperature.
Okay. And so I like, you know, just all of us out with our mugs and our pajamas and it's watching so the Polar Express or, you know, another Christmas movie, Christmas Story. I love doing that. And then Christmas morning is always fun. Just watch everybody get excited. Clean up afterwards, not so fun, but
I just want to open that present, the flat one. I think it's like jewelry or something, but I don't know.
What flat one? Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Anyway,
my leg do that, not flexible.
Did you already answer, ow, Emma? Somebody didn't answer yet. What do you like doing during the holidays? Answer your own question.
Relaxing.
All right.
That's different for Jacob.
I think we're losing everybody here, everybody. All right. Well, that was our Christmas episode, guys.
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We're all stuck.
Excuse me. Oh, my.
That was our beautiful, graceful ballerina.
All right. Well, we'll catch you again on episode 42, guys. Oh, boy. Woo.